I'm letting him get the.
5 o'clock.
Call the meeting to order. We'll start off with Vice Chair.
Present.
Supervisor Frederick.
Here.
Supervisor Franco.
Here.
Supervisor Palmaville.
Here.
All present. Approval of the minutes?
I so move.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Before we get started, I have a little statement real quick. Tonight will be our first opportunity to review the preliminary maps that our staff has drafted. As we heard last week, there are multiple factors that are considered as part of the mapping process, including maximizing minority, majorities, compactness, respecting communities of interest, and maintaining the integrity of municipal boundaries whenever possible, and create districts substantially of similar population size. Staff received the raw census data about 2 weeks ago, which then had to be converted. They have been working diligently to provide this committee with something to review tonight. I want everyone to remember, we are attempting to complete the redistricting process in half the time typically allowed, and it's being originally was supposed to be tomorrow night, so staff had one less day than they'd hoped for to put something together. I want to thank them for the considerable time they have put in, going above and beyond to ensure we have something to discuss. I look forward to the committee being able to review the first drafts and provide something constructive feedback and suggestions for staff to consider if there's ways to refine the plans. With that, I'll turn it over to Scott.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. What I'd like to do is give you a little timeline.
I don't know if everybody can hear. I think everybody better speak louder, but I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. What I'd like to do is provide for you a little timeline of what has happened since the census data was released to the state of Wisconsin, or to the public. On Thursday, August 12th, after a long delay, when it should have been delivered in April, the census data was finally released to the general public. The data is not in a report-ready format. It's in various tables that really have to be strongly analyzed to pick information out of it. When that data was released, the state of Wisconsin took it, they massaged the data and formatted it into a system that they call WISE-LR.
Called what? What is it?
It's called WISE-LR. And it's an acronym. And what the Legislative Technology Services Bureau does is they produce a piece of software that's being used by virtually all the counties across the state, as well as many of the municipalities across the state to do local redistricting. They massage the data, they put it into the system. They did that in a period of about 3 or 4 days. It was released to us, to all the counties, on Monday, August 16th, at which time the state said, go ahead, you can start your redistricting process. The first step we had to undertake with that data was to perform something called block splits. And that's essentially verifying any annexations that have taken place over roughly the last 12 months and make sure that they're properly notated in the data. That was done over a period of roughly 2 days, which is what every county has to do in this process. It is not something that a municipality has to do. Later that same week, we started the preparation of minority district maps, which you saw at the last meeting and are on the easels around us, as well as various population reports that you will receive more information on this evening. On Monday and Tuesday, August 23rd, we created an evaluation of the deviations to the current plan, which you were also given at our last meeting. And then on Wednesday, August 25th, was the day that we started drawing the the district boundaries in the software. And that brings us to today. We have two plans for you today that we'll present shortly here. The municipalities will not have an opportunity to draw their ward plans until after the county adopts a tentative supervisory district plan. So that will be the next step. Kenosha County has reached out, or I have reached out to all of the municipalities, and we will provide assistance to any municipality within the county that would like assistance in drawing those ward plans. I can tell you back in 2011, we have provided assistance to all the munis with the exception of the city of Kenosha and the village of Pleasant Prairie. They elected to do it on their own, and I fully expect that they will do it on their own as well. In fact, I did receive confirmation that the city of Kenosha will do it on their own today. I've not heard from Pleasant Prairie yet, but I don't anticipate that that would change. I've heard back from roughly four or five other municipalities that they do want our assistance in that process, okay? The LTSB created the WISE LR software, and it's an online software, and it's in the cloud, so it allows us to create tentative plans, and it gets saved over on LTSB servers. Everything is password protected for our safety. And what we did to start drawing the districts was we generally started in the most populous areas of the county, and that tends to be the southeast corner of Kenosha and Pleasant Prairie. And we slowly drew the districts moving in a northwesterly direction. While we were doing that, we took into consideration many things. First and foremost, districts had to be substantially equal in population. That's the most important thing to ensure proper representation. As you know, we looked very closely at minority concentrations. We looked at the preservation of communities of interest. We looked at the preservation of the unity of political subdivisions, which are municipal boundaries, and we tried to honor them wherever we could, which is sometimes hard because a lot of communities just don't have enough people to fill one entire district, so we have no choice but to cross them. We also looked at the compactness of the districts that were created, and we also took into consideration the continuity of the districts. So it was very important that you do not create districts that have islands. That is not allowed in most cases. There are a few small times where you cannot avoid that, and that would be for the city of Kenosha, where they have a lot of town of Summers Islands around them. So the districts for the town of Summers will have islands in some cases. We just can't avoid that. The building blocks by which we build the supervisory districts are called census blocks. There are 3,600 census blocks across the county. Each census block is assigned a population value, as well as it has demographic data assigned to it as far as race and ethnicity and so forth, persons over 18. The WISE LR software allows the district to be drawn, and it calculates the population on the fly. So it allows us to see what is changing as we assign certain blocks. Once a district is in place, or a plan is in place, changes tend to have a cascading effect. Unless you make a very small change, you'll make a change in the software, it tends to affect something in the next district over, and then when you go to fix that one, it tends to screw up the next district over, and you end up, when you make changes, you essentially go and you visit all 23 districts. So it's quite a tedious process, and it's not easy. It's very difficult. With that, are there any questions before we present the maps tonight? I'm sorry?
Do you have maps for the other county board supervisors that are here?
We have roughly 15 copies, so we do have to make sure all of the committee members get one, but we could share a few extras with everyone in the audience, and we're sorry, we didn't know how many people would be here this evening. Any more questions?
So you said the Wise LR software, that is the built through, that's not the right question. So the Census Bureau, is that also the software that they use, that they plug their data directly into, or is that a third party? Okay.
It's a third-party software that's developed by the state of Wisconsin. It's not used by the Census Bureau at all.
Okay.
Census Bureau publishes their data in a specific format, and Wise LR customizes their software to be able to read that data in a special way.
Okay, so it's a thing that a lot of the counties use that makes it easier, but the Census Bureau doesn't actually interact with it.
Correct.
This is actually a new process from the 10 years ago, right? I mean, as far as the software that you have now, 10 years ago, you had nothing like that.
We did have the software 10 years ago.
But it's not like,
we even had it 20
years ago.
It's not
as refined like this?
Or? Oh, it's, yeah, each year they make improvements.
Yes.
So
yes.
You have 10 years of technological advances, so it's.
This is the third iteration of the software, and it gets more powerful each time, and it makes the process much easier. There used to be a time where these districts were literally drawn by hand on a map, and you had to add numbers. Quite intensive back then.
Supervisor Rodriguez.
Yes.
So when you were talking about the islands, you hit on the town of Summers. Could we not incorporate those into the city districts, knowing that there will be no town of Summers in the near future with the city annexing all of it?
Are you saying, can we?
Yeah.
You will see in the proposals tonight that they are not included in the city districts.
Okay.
That didn't answer his question. He asked if we could.
No.
The committee has the ability to choose whether or not, which way the districts go.
Well, actually,
whether they cross the city boundaries into the town.
Actually, I believe,
I mean, as was stated, we are supposed to make every effort to respect the municipal boundaries as they exist at the time the maps are being drawn. This is one of the exceptions in terms of the permitting the islands to exist. I think at this point in time, as we are drawing it, they are not part of the city. They may come in, they come in at different points in time. We have had instances where, as they have been annexed into the city, we sometimes have to come back and make changes to the map. My recommendation is that we continue to treat them as separate municipalities or part of a separate municipality.
Supervisor Kubicki.
Yeah, I believe the annexation process of those islands, as you say, are going to be happening in 2035.
Correct.
So I think that would be something to be left for the next census moving forward. That's my opinion on that.
That's what I thought as well. Is there anything else?
Just to clarify, and I didn't know when that the sunset date was. So I guess my question to Corporation Council would be then, because I'm new to this is my first process, first time going through this process, can we alter the districts in between censuses where we can say, okay, now, you know, there's a chunk in the city that, just as an example, maybe it's in Brian Frederick's district, it's now the city's annexed that, we want to add that to his and take it away from, you know, Supervisor Beth, for example, or Maurer, you know, one of the ladies out there. Does that happen, or does the map stay the same for those 10 years?
There is a process, and I apologize, I don't know it off the top of my head. I know that we've had situations where we get sometimes notices from the city that something has changed from a municipal boundary. It certainly can change the ward map because, you know, they're now part of the city, so they've got to elect someone in the city district rather than in a town district. I will have to look. I don't recall if we have altered the districts at that point or not.
Okay.
Supervisor Berman.
to keep on the subject, I guess, what is the, have you guys tallied the population of these islands?
Of the town of Summers as a whole, yes.
But not the islands? Because I don't imagine it's a lot.
It's not. You will see that the town of Summers is somewhere around the population of
922.
922. But we can go into the software and we can see what each island is assigned, essentially, as long as it's, we're measuring by census block, not necessarily a parcel.
Supervisor Jeffrey.
To go off Supervisor Rodriguez's question. In the past, we have done both, where we have changed the supervisor wards to absorb a Summers portion, and then also we have not done it when the city of Kenosha has annexed this town of Summers portion. We've done it both ways.
Is there anything else before we bring out the maps?
Is a census block the same as a census tract?
No. A block is the smallest building block of census data. A group of blocks make up a census tract. And there's something in between called a block group, which would be right in between there. So it gets confusing, but it's different ways that they measure population data and so forth.
Okay. Nothing else, we'll bring out the maps. I would like the supervisors to be able to look at them first, because we're able to take comment from supervisors. The public comment will take place on September 15th at 6:30 p.m., just so you're aware, if that's okay. Do a few minutes for everyone to take a look at them. I know this is all brand new.
Could they tell us a little bit of what's different between A and B?
I'm going to. And after a couple of minutes, then go over the differences of the two maps and why some things are in the maps.
Calculations for all of the municipalities in the county. We did show 2010 population as well as 2020 to show you the change. Additionally, you have the two plans. Attached to each of the two plans are statistics regarding the population counts in that area, broken down by race, which are very interesting as you dig into the data.
Go through this, how we interpret all this?
Yes.
I'm letting them take a couple moments, and then we can go. You want to start?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I don't know if it's just me or everybody else, but let's see, like, taking, for instance, my district 12. I don't see what the bounds, there's no way that I can see what the boundaries are.
That's correct. These plans will be posted on the county website tomorrow morning, first thing. So on there, it will be a full-size PDF. You will be able to zoom in and see the street names and so forth.
Yeah, because you can't see them, no.
Correct.
That's what I mean.
Correct. Correct. You can see it on those.
Unless maybe you want to.
On those two large maps there.
You can see, okay.
And these two here.
It's a little easier, Gabe.
I'm sorry?
It's a little easier on the bigger map. Up above is the first one there.
Can't make it out at all.
No, over there you can see better.
It's better.
Yeah.
Supervisory district, so we can compare the plan to what you presented to what we have now. It's a little hard to compare just from that memory.
I understand. We do not have that with us right now. We handed that out at the last meeting. That is on that map in the corner of the room there. That is the current supervisory district plan, as well as a city aldermanic district plan.
On the right.
On the right.
This doesn't have the city supervisor zone.
It's underneath.
So is it posted? I take it's posted on the county website.
That's aldermanic. Yes. This is alderman.
Did you flag for us?
Sure, sure.
I'm going to go down and get that. Yeah, it's a city.
Okay, all right. The plan A before you, you will notice that we use the software. We, as I mentioned earlier, we work in a southeast to.
Hold on. Let them sit down.
We don't have the city up here. The city supervisors.
It's aldermanic.
This is alderman.
Oh, I apologize. Greg is going down to get the other map.
And then I would, is it possible for the meetings in the future where we can get the city district, county board districts on a big map like this where we can view them?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay, go ahead.
On plan A, we worked generally in a southeasterly to northwesterly direction. Pleasant Prairie, if you'll notice on the population table, has a 2020 population of 21,250, which is just slightly under, about 1,200 under three entire districts. So it made it somewhat easy to assigned 16, 17, and 18. What that forced on 18 was to bleed 18 over into the village of Bristol. And it's somewhat the same as it was before, but it has lost some Bristol population because Pleasant Prairie has grown. And Pleasant Prairie has grown more than any other area of the county. You can see that on the population figure table that we provided to you. Overall, Pleasant Prairie grew by 7.76% in the 10 years. We continued on in that direction by moving up into the city of Kenosha. We abided by the political, or the unity of the political subdivisions, so we did not bleed county board supervisory districts over into the town of Summers or the village of Summers. The difference for the physical size of the districts is simply about population. When you start getting into the west end of Summers, into Paris, Brighton, Wheatland, portions of Bristol, and portions of Randall, there just isn't the population there. You have a lot of county trunk highways that have relatively small amounts of persons living there. So if you move on to Plan B, there's some changes on Plan B. 16, 17, 18 look roughly the same. Again, because of the population of Pleasant Prairie and the fact that the city is boxing in Pleasant Prairie, there's little choice there. They're going to look somewhat similar. The western portion of the city, the proposed supervisory districts are configured quite a bit differently. There are unique challenges out on the west end of the city because you have large areas that are covered by industrial and commercial locations, and there's little population in them. So that's why 14 appears to cover a lot of area. Salem Lakes, there were some significant differences in 20, 21, and 22. Salem Lakes is a very unique area. It's got very high relatively high population, and it's surrounded by relatively low population. So it makes it quite tricky to draw supervisory districts. We had a lot of challenges there, and you'll notice some fairly significant differences on the plan. The other big difference between these two are, I believe, the minority concentrations in Plan A are slightly better than the concentrations in Plan B. But I truly do mean slightly. It's not a huge amount by any means.
I have a question. Why did you redistrict Supervisor Nordigan and myself in the same district?
We built it based off of the population.
Okay, 10 years ago,
looks like
we made sure to map out where each
looks like it's a what district are you at? You've got six, right?
Okay.
Looks like yours is pretty much
also
A or B.
I noticed the variation.
Looks like mine 11 is kind of like
if you take the lowest
there's Plan B, there's Plan A, so
the
really.
Or
it's more squared off
highest
there.
Highest negative number and the highest positive
yeah.
number.
Correct.
That's above.
I don't know where the hell I'm at in there.
That
I'm in there here someplace, but I can't read the numbers.
It's supposed to be one person, one vote.
Can you see
and
the numbers?
The norm is to stay under 10%.
The norm to stay under 10% is not necessarily a violation of the Constitution.
I can't read any numbers at all. It doesn't matter.
You can go above 10%.
I know I'm in there.
As long as there's a valid reason for that.
Okay.
So can I explain how we... How we got there. We took the city of Kenosha population, divided it by 14 districts. We took the remainder of the county population, divided it by 9, and the deviation came out slightly higher than 10. We talked to the Legislative Reference Bureau, and they said you can do that as long as you have a valid reason, and the reason was we were abiding by the
right on the edge.
Okay, except you're abiding by the unity of the political subdivisions of the city, but no other municipality. So why would you only abide by the city, but not any other municipality in the county?
Because virtually no other.
Because basically, the population of the city of Kenosha, if you have it evenly divided amongst all 23 districts, the city of Kenosha should only have 13 districts based on population. So either the city of Kenosha should be losing a district and we should have 22 supervisor districts, or the city of Kenosha should be going outside city lines and absorbing some population to make them even. So to have the city of Kenosha have one entire more supervisory district is unconstitutional.
Well, then probably talk to your other county board supervisors and reducing the board then by one if you think that's.
Well, it doesn't have to. We don't have to reduce the board by one. It's either that or some of the city districts should go outside the city to equal population.
Okay, then talk to your the committee.
Supervisor.
Yeah, I have a question to follow up on that. I believe at the last meeting was said that no supervisors, the incumbents, will be put in the same district. So now what happened from last week to tonight?
I don't recall hearing that at all.
I think you were the one that said that.
I asked the question. I asked the question.
Yes.
It is a goal. It is one of the redistricting principles. Attempt to ensure that if possible, that the incumbents don't get pitted against each other. It's one of the factors that gets looked at as something that is in the mix. There's not a guarantee. It will depend on factors such as population as well as where incumbents live. So I mean, it is something that's taken into consideration, but it is not. There's not a guarantee that there wouldn't be incumbents placed in the same district. Certainly something can be looked at to see whether there's tweaks can be made to the map.
How many city districts have incumbents paired against each other?
I guess life itself is never certain on what's going to happen. But again, I'll recall it, and that was Supervisor Frederick asked that question.
I asked that specific
question. And that was said in that way. Now, I'm not really sure, and maybe I'm stupid, but I'm not really familiar with the West Side. Okay, let's put it in that way. But how far is Supervisor Nurdigen from your house?
At least a 10-minute drive.
Okay, so it's not
so
that it's almost
I would
next
say at least 10 miles.
So it's not that it's right next door and say, we don't have a choice, we gotta do it. If you ask me, that's my opinion, I'm not blaming anybody else. I'm not accusing, I should say, for the blaming. It's my opinion. I think it was done on purpose, just for whatever reason. And I don't believe it's fair. It's completely wrong. I don't know what else I can say. You know, maybe I said too much already, but I don't think it's fair.
I don't know what you say.
Huh?
What'd you say?
What did I say? Well, I think it was done on purpose, Ron.
So,
What was?
Who put two supervisors?
No. It only happened once that I remember, and that was back, and you know, I was on the county board in the 80s and 90s, and it happened once where Gene Bellotti got thrown in the same district as Emil Ruffalo did, okay?
Yeah.
That happened like 20-some years ago. It happens.
It happened 10 years ago.
Hold on.
Supervisor Kubicki.
I had the floor. I'm sorry. I had the floor. I was talking.
All right.
Okay. If I recall it correct, I was not, I don't believe I was involved. 10 years ago, there were two supervisors that got put together. However, one of the supervisors did not run for re-election.
Right.
At that point, nobody knew that he was not going to run for re-election.
I don't know about that.
But again, there were two supervisors that they were put it in there, and it happens to be, I'm not sticking up for anybody, but from people that were kind of different opinions or whatever. So it seems like this is going on now again. That's bad. We're supposed to be nonpartisan, even though everybody knows. We're far from there, okay?
What's nonpartisan nowadays?
We are far from that, but at least let's be honest about it. Even the committee was made up of what? Five, all good people, so I don't have anything against the people, okay? But it would have been better maybe to get a mixture of people from one side and the other side. This is not happening. It doesn't look good. I've been talking to a lot of people. I probably talked to 500 people so far. And everybody.
Which map is good for, as far as you're concerned, which map is good here? None of them
are. Oh, I didn't even look at it because, again, I cannot see it, Rob. I cannot see it.
So we don't know yet.
No, I'm just going that they put two supervisors in the same district when they live about 10 miles apart.
And they don't put a single county city supervisor together, and some of them live a few blocks apart from each other.
Who's that?
We're not
that far in the city because we're confined are.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yet they managed to put two supervisors who are at least, I would say, 10 miles apart from each other in one.
When was this?
Right now.
Right now. Mark and I are redistricted together.
Who's together?
Let me add to 2001.
Nordigan and Marcy Sang.
Who's together?
We went from Nordigan. 28 supervisors down to 23. So there were five supervisors that got redistricted with each other. But when those maps were drawn, at least four of them, we knew they were not running again because I was redistricted with Supervisor Haas. But we knew he had announced that he's not running again. So we went from 28 to 23, so we had five. But it was planned ahead of time that those were not running at the same time, or running for re-election.
Can you see what you can do for next time to...
Who's together?
Nordigan and Dyer.
To split.
Aaron and Mark.
The two of them. And see what we can come up with.
We can take a look at that. What I would like to point out is you have a series of supervisors that are in somewhat close proximity. I believe from Supervisor Nordigan to Supervisor Beth up on Highway 45, which is a span that may be 10 miles as the crow flies, not driving distance, there's, I believe, five supervisors. It does make it tricky, and especially in Salem, where we have the population issues, where it's very densely populated, yet outside of Salem, in Randall, in Brighton, in Bristol, you have relatively low populations.
Thank you. I'm done.
So we can see what we can do for next week.
We can look into it again.
I just want to know, too, getting back to the city and our islands that we have here. I grew up in the city. I've only known the city as home. But growing up in Kenosha County, too, I understand that, you know, the city is different from Bristol. And the city is different from Paddock Lake. Very different. But I've always grown up with the understanding that you, in Kenosha County, it's always been, do you live east of the eye or do you live west of the eye? And those ways of life are very similar, whether you're in the city, Pleasant Prairie, Village of Summers. If you're east of the eye, you do things, we do things a certain way differently than the west of the eye. And so that's just something I would note, because these are the things that, again, you know, here's my proposed, or this is my current district, and it doesn't change much in the two proposed maps that you have, but it is, I just feel like we're gonna have questions about these. I mean, there's holes all over the place, and to me that doesn't make much sense, especially when you take into factors the east of the eye and the west of the eye and the communities that we have, and how oftentimes we exchange community events with each other. I mean, how many people from Pleasant Prairie Summers come down to the state of Kenosha fireworks display? How many people go out to Summers Parade? How many, you know, people who live in the city recreate in Pleasant Prairie because it's they have a great recreation space out there? That I would just throw that out there as that's something that I think should be considered. And I get that there's traditions, so to speak. But I don't know, I think traditions change with time. So.
Could you explain one more time for folks that weren't here last time about keeping certain groups and such together? Just explain it one more time.
One of the criteria for redistricting is preservation of communities of interest. So a community of interest would be something other than a political subdivision. It could be a particular community that has a certain demographic quality or a certain geographic quality in some cases. It could be, for example, the Nipissing area in Randall. You've got a North Nipissing, you've got a South Nipissing. Keeping them together would be a way of displaying the unity of a community of interest. They're lake dwelling populations. You try to keep them together. There's no guarantee, but you have to look into that and see if you can.
And so when you're redistricting the city, does that come into play a lot? Or does it come into play more in like more expansive rural areas?
It comes into play everywhere to the extent that we can. But at the end of the day, we have certain population numbers we have to hit. And that more than anything dictates where lines are drawn in many cases.
Similar ethnic groups, you said? Did you say it was, you do similar with that?
Yes, okay. You could.
Supervisor Rose.
All right, thank you. Prior to the last census, the county board supervisors in the city had contiguous representation with the city aldermen. And that was a good system. I had the same, there was a city alderman for my district, which was the third at the time. Now that district has three aldermen, and I'm the only supervisor. I think it's very confusing for the public.
Really?
Many times they want to call the alderman for what they think is an area that I represent, and it's actually an area which one of the other county city aldermen represent. Is it possible to go back to somewhat of a situation where the city alderman's district is contiguous with the supervisor's district? So you don't, for example, have in the second district, my district, three aldermen, where we used to have one alderman, and I think that's probably true with a number of supervisors. I think the old system was better, and I understand we had a bigger board than we do now, but can we get back to something similar to that?
You'd have to increase the size of the board.
Which can be done.
Which can be done.
You can't do it, Scott, with there are 17 aldermen and there are 14 county board supervisors. We can't move those lines around so that they are more contiguous than they are now.
We could move them around to be more contiguous, but the population numbers are still going to be too far out of skew. And it will not work.
So they'll be greater? Or? Right now it looks like they're around 7,000 plus.
In the city, it would be lesser.
It would be less.
Yes.
Well, in the city, they would be greater, and it would just throw the skew of all of our population numbers off. Our deviation would jump up to 20 to 30% somewhere in that area, way out of skew. Like Supervisor Frederick mentioned, there's two ways that can happen. Either the county can increase the number of supervisors, or the city can change their number of aldermen. Those are the only two ways. But while we have 14 and 17, they're never gonna match up.
So you couldn't take the city and make them larger or smaller so that they're fewer aldermen in each one of the districts?
We could do it so that there's fewer. We couldn't make a one-to-one match.
If you look at the history of the county, Kenosha County, and the board, at one time it was 27. Okay, and then I don't know what year it was. We went to 28, so we could still keep. But then we went to 10 rural supervisors and 18 city supervisors. And then that matched the county. The city council was 18, okay? It was 28. Then when we redistricted this time, we went down from 28 to 23. which has made everybody bigger, and that's when these things blew out of line, and your idea of the alderman and city council, county supervisor and the alderman, you know, like you're like me, I got Bruce Fox in my district, but Roland Bozzalo's my alderman, okay? I mean, that's how it works out there. So that's how it was. You can do that, but I don't think we're in a position to think that, or if somebody's thinking of it, I mean, I'm open to anything to, but as far as I'm concerned, I think we probably gotta go with what we got right now. I don't know.
Yeah, the time constraints, yeah.
Yeah, we're.
I'm done.
We're down.
I'm done.
But there would be no guarantee that the city would want to match.
It went from 18.
Right? I mean, it's just the, it would be nice and it would make good sense, but there'd be, there's no guarantee that the city would wanna match those district boundaries.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, where there's one supervisor and one city alderman representing the same area, you have more of a community of interest. People call me and start talking about a city problem. Which alderman do I have to recommend that they call? You know, like, do I have to get my maps out? And, I mean, it's, you just don't do that. So if we're talking about community of interest, that's the way to do it, is to have the supervisor and the alderman, same area. We used to have some district meetings and it was coordinated with the city council member and myself, and worked out very well. Now you have three different city aldermen who are different areas, completely different areas. You don't have that same community of interest.
Supervisor Kubicki?
Yeah, I have to look up four aldermen in my district. So it's not just three, there's four. You gotta remember, and you were here for that particular downsizing of the board, and the city chose not to downsize.
Right.
And therefore, that's why it ended up the way it did. And it's not gonna change now. There's just no way that, I think the numbers will crunch out, and we have no say in the way that the city draws up their maps, correct?
Correct.
So they can do whatever they wish to do, and we have no say in it at all. And then we lose that whole thing about the 10 to 12% deviation, which you want to try to adhere to on each of these maps. I believe this first one, what's the deviation on the first map? That's plan A?
Deviation on the first map is 12.2.
12.2 in the second map?
Second map is 10.4.
So there you have it. So I don't think it's, I understand what you're saying, Supervisor Rose, but with the numbers being the way they are, I don't think we're gonna be able to achieve that and keep within deviations and continuity of the district, so to speak. Sorry.
Scott, if we made the city contiguous with the county, what would be the deviation or reduction?
Well, we don't know that until we craft those districts.
Could we see something like that?
That's a decision of the committee.
How many alternates?
17.
So
14.
If we had 17 county board supervisors in the city, how many county would there have to be in order to be 110% population deviation?
11 in rural.
11?
That's my thinking. From
that's
what,
your math?
But well, that's because of one of the numbers I've seen, you'd have to go up back to what we were before, maybe a little bit more. But I'm not sure. But even if we did that, then they'd have to start all over again, right?
Yeah, time is.
And we've got 2 weeks.
Resolutions can be done, you know. I don't know. Look, what I said was it was 27 and 9 back in the 80s and 90s. Then,
no,
then,
not 27 and 9. It would have been 18,
there was
9
rural. No, oh, I'm sorry. There was 18 city and 9 rural. That's 27 supervisors. Then when they went to 28, then the rural got one more.
I believe because, and this is what I heard, that the map was a judge ruled that the county needed one more because the deviation was too big. And
right, that's what
it was
done.
Unconstitutional.
Yeah. From what I can remember, it's a while back, but
does anyone know if the city plans on making any changes in this redistricting process?
No idea.
I don't think they're talking to each other right now.
I'm sure they're gonna keep it at 17. That's what I ordered. They're gonna keep their 17 Alderman.
They went down to 17 because we went down to 23. That's what happened.
Yeah, I think there was 18.
So they may keep their number, but they also may change their boundaries.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
They could change, yes.
With the census.
Yep.
Yes.
So we don't even know what.
Would the committee direct the staff here to come up with at least a plan that we could look at where the city alderman, county supervisor are contiguous, and at least we take a look at it. See what the DB is.
I mean, is there.
Based on my math, it would be 18 and 12.
You could be right.
I'm just.
You could be right, yeah.
18 and 11.7, which you need to round down or up.
Who wants to be the point seven?
Exactly.
I mean, supervisor, I mean, we would, we've got 2 weeks and there's no.
You're suggesting 30 then.
Is there even time to do something of that nature?
Yes, please.
Then they could do whatever they wanted with their 17 then. That would, city's got seven, I'm sorry.
Ron, supervisor could be.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What I was trying to say is how can you do what Supervisor Rose is asking for if the city hasn't even started doing any of this stuff? Their maps. How can you be contiguous to what? Their maps are gonna have to change due to the census. So you're saying change it to what's the tangible? I don't know what
it
is.
You need to sell that idea to the city.
You wanna sell that to the city?
It'd be a lot.
To sell anything.
I think that's a good look.
It's a lot easier to sell it if we had the same number of county board supervisors for the city than different.
Well, we wouldn't be here if you're saying we were at the same number. But the board chose at that time, 10 years ago, to downsize for the cost of the taxpayer. Now we wanna upsize? How's that gonna be read by the taxpayer?
How much is the additional cost for those supervisors?
Well, you figure
without,
it out.
Without any of the other costs that we had at one time, when the health church used to be part 3/4 of the
Wasn't
budget.
Wasn't that the big pushback?
Nothing, it's nothing.
That's what it was when I was here.
Supervisor Udo.
Yeah, we keep on saying we only have 2 weeks. That's because we choose that. I think there is a reason why they gave us 60 days.
We got 3 months.
Yeah, exactly. That's that's because we want to push it. There is no reason to push it. I said from day one, let's take our time and do it right. If we don't have it for this year, we can have the election with the same district that we have now, and then it will go in effect in the next election. But just to push for what, I don't think we should. Again, it's 2 weeks. Don't forget, we have the budget coming up. That's going to be a big thing. So we got to worry about this year. We got to worry about the budget. I don't think it's fair just to push it in that way. We got to give the public even some time to know about it, not just the supervisors, but then we can look at stuff. But if we want to do there in 2 weeks, it's impossible. And that's the same thing that I brought up last week. And what happens, which that's a very big possibility, that one, I'm not going to pick on the city all the time, but one of the other municipality is going to disagree with us. And they go to court, like we ended up in court 10 years ago. What are we going to do? Just we're going to say, hey, we're bigger, we're stronger, and we're going to do what we wanted, forget about it. I think we should work it out, take our time, and do it. If we can get it done before election time or whenever the dates for election are, fine. If not, we just change it next year.
Except I'll just say that, and again, we are in uncharted waters.
Yes, we are.
Failing to complete redistricting this year probably leaves the county open to a lawsuit that we are working off of outdated data, outdated census information, and are not properly providing representation. I don't know what the results of such a suit would be. I'm just saying that is a concern if we don't complete it this year.
So,
through the chair to Corporation Council, is there anything else legally that we need to be aware of? Or, I mean, I just keep thinking, the last time the city did not want to have same mapping, so why would they want to have the same districts at this time? But is there anything else that you can add?
I mean, in terms of the coterminous question, I agree with what's been said. I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm sure it worked very well beforehand, but when you've got a situation where there's just, where the numbers don't add up, we're not going to have coterminous districts. It's just the fact. Now, can that be worked around? Sure. The city could change the number of districts. We could change the number of districts. It would mean them getting smaller or us getting bigger. Those are options that the bodies have before them. But if we start with the assumption that neither body is going to change its size, then we're not going to wind up with coterminous, no matter what. I mean, there can be efforts made to try and match, although, as Supervisor Kubicki pointed out, we would be trying to match a map that doesn't exist yet. We could try and match the current map, which may or may not be what the next one looks like. So, I mean, we certainly would be trying to hit a moving target.
I'm looking at Plan B and A. Is there a reason why you would have completely changed my district and not included the town of Wheatland in my district, which is I have had in my district for 2 redistricting plans? And then you also changed 19 to exclude downtown Bristol, which was in it this past year, and you completely changed District 18 and 17. Which conveniently makes 17 so it doesn't go, makes one supervisor so it doesn't go into Bristol, but the other supervisor now does. And then obviously it redistricts myself and Mr. Nordigan together. Obviously these maps were drawn for specific reasons having to do with re-election for certain supervisors. It's obvious.
That's not the case. We built these maps based off of the population.
Okay, so why did you move 18 and 17 so different from this last year?
As I mentioned, we started in the southeast corner and we went westward, and this is what it came out to. It was driven by the population number divided by the consensus.
Except Supervisor Wambold's district grew the most, or actually Supervisor Nordigan's did. But Supervisor Wambold's grew the most, yet you made his bigger. The one that incorporates Mr. Supervisor Wambold where he lives. That's just it.
Are you talking population numbers or geographic area?
Population it grew the most, and the district size. Then you redistricted, changed the number, and moved to which supervisor was in each district.
There are many, many factors that go into drawing all of these lines everywhere. We don't go and look at what's it doing for each supervisor, what is it doing?
Okay, it just so happens that you redistrict myself and Mark Nordigan. What a coincidence.
Like I said, there's a multitude of factors. We do the best we can, a long time. We're doing the best we can.
Oh, well. Hold on. Are you done or? Okay, Supervisor Udo.
I just to follow up on that, you say it takes a long time to go through this. It seems like you guys went through, I agree, it would take a long time to go through this, but you guys went through this in about a week. So again, what's the rush? Why don't we take our time and do it right? I don't want to have any problem. I'm in the way I look at it, I cannot really see it, but pretty much my district is about the same, you know? I don't have to worry about Supervisor Frederick. I don't want to be in this district, so I don't have to worry about that. We're still—
What don't you have to worry about?
We're not in the district, that's what I mean. I don't want to be in your district.
I ain't worried if you were.
Oh. Whatever, you know, what I'm saying is that I'm not talking for me, but I want to be fair. I think we should be fair for all the 23 supervisors. And whether it's done on purpose, when it's done by mistake, or however it's done, I'm not gonna accuse anybody, but it sure looks like it. Everything lately has been done just to appease one person or to go against somebody else. It's not right. We've all been elected, we all represent a number of people, and we should be fair. If we disagree with each other, that's fine. But we should all be upfront, and we should not do anything just because we say we got the power or the votes to do that. That's not right. That is completely wrong. And again, sure, we might have some problems if we don't get it done this year. But whose fault is it? It's not the county's fault. That's why they're giving us the 60 days and then another 60 days for the municipalities and another 60 days to put it together. It's 180 days. We're trying to do everything in 88 days. And the problem is we did not get the numbers on time. So I don't see what kind of problems we're going to get into. If we can do it, great. But let's not rush it just for the sake of doing it. Let's take our time and do it right and be fair to everybody. Not just the supervisor, but for all the citizens of Kenosha County, because they deserve it. They deserve the best. And that's what we should do.
I just want to note, too, because this is so small, and this is why we should have known, this map right here, the city, is available to the public, just blown up so you can see. But it looks like I was redistricted too into District 3. Again, it's so small, I can barely see it. I can't see the names of the streets. But it looks like I went from 8 to 3 by just a matter of about a block.
I don't know where you live, so I cannot speak to that.
The 7500 block at 21st Ave.
And?
Right? Right here, I've got about a block south of me, right about here. Now this goes up to here, goes up to 75th Street. Yeah, correct. So this is where I am now. Now I'm out by about a block, it looks like. It's so small, but I mean, it moved several blocks north.
My suggestion would be in the morning when those maps are posted to the website that you can look at that, and I will certainly look at that as well. I don't know where you live exactly.
So I guess my question would be then to the committee would be to direct the staff, as it's done in the past, to not pit incumbents against incumbents.
Well, we're already having them look into what they could do on the west end. And we don't know what your situation is.
Can
Mary was next.
Well, district or plan A and B, I'm confident. I am 99% confident, for as small as this is, that I was redistricted out by about a block.
Kim?
Wait.
Mary's next.
Yeah.
Can
why
I end on that?
Into consideration when you drew the maps? I know they did that 10 years ago, because each map had every supervisor's home on it.
Supervisor Decker, Supervisor Newell.
Can I add on that, just on what you said right now? You don't know your supervisor will do this. However, just last week, you said that we're going to try not to put two incumbents together. So when you did the maps, how could you do that? If you don't know where every supervisor is, if you don't know their address, how can you do that?
I don't know his.
I mean, that's my question. How can you do? Answer me that. If you try not to put two supervisors together, how can you do it if you know where two supervisors live?
I don't know the exact block that Supervisor Rodriguez lives on, and I don't recall whether or not what district he's in. We can look.
I think what he's saying is, as he sits here right now, he doesn't know it off the top of his head. That doesn't mean that we don't have the information.
Correct.
So just let's relax a second. It'll get looked at.
That's not what we're saying. I'm getting sick and tired of everybody changing their opinion or their facts from one meeting to the other. One time, one thing is said, the following month or the following week, it's changed to something else.
We're really not supposed to take citizen comments.
That's what happens.
Well, if you've got somebody real quick, we're really not supposed to.
I know you said it takes a long time, but I took notes and you said you got the information from the state on August 16th. That's only 15 days. That's not a long time. And the other question I had when you said you don't know where he lives, And the Corporation Council said, well, it's not that we can't access that. Well, my question is, did you even consult that while you were doing this? Because I don't think you did, if you can't answer the question, that you don't know where he lives. So you didn't consult where they were living when you were doing this.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I do not know his exact address to determine.
I think I'm okay based on this, but nonetheless, it was done in the past. I would be equally upset, and I think anybody sitting in this room who's on a county board today would be upset. Maybe you're confident, maybe you're not confident, you're okay with getting pitted against one, you think you're gonna do all right, you're deciding to run again. But it's been tradition, like having all these islands in the city, to not pit them against each other unless we know someone's retiring or not running, whatever the case is. But that wasn't done in this case. And quite, I mean, 10 miles is a big swap.
Okay. Is there other comments right this evening besides checking on what we can do for out in the West End? You said you're okay.
I think I'm good based on seeing it. It's so hard to read on these small maps.
I would like to see a map with 17 city supervisors and 12 county supervisors.
I'd like to see a map of what?
17 city supervisors and either 11 or 12 based on the population deviation, county supervisors.
So you're talking 29?
28 or 29.
Which 28 was it? Was at one time.
I was letting the gentleman write.
Okay. And one more thing. I remember when 10 years ago, Supervisor Arrington requested that a couple of blocks be added to his district and some other ones not, specifically because I believe these blocks were members of the parish, his church that he went to. I would like to see my district have Wheatland in it, since I have covered Wheatland for over a decade. And that is where everyone knows me. That's where I go to church. That's where I, you know, that's where I congregate, even though I don't live in Wheatland. I would like to see the district I am districted in have Wheatland in it. And at the same time, you say that you don't divide municipalities. That right there is Wheatland, and you have it divided for kind of pretty much no reason, because the population there is very small. I'd like to see you include Wheatland in the rest of Wheatland and not divide it out.
It's included because it's a part of the Powers Lake greater area, which is a community of interest.
But it's still a municipality, so.
In the meantime, this will be published, right?
Okay, is there anything else this evening? Okay.
I had a question for Corporation Council. As I understand it, if we don't get an updated map to the other municipalities, then they also can't work on an updated map. Would that have cascading legal implications if we didn't finish a map this year?
It could. It could also potentially have a situation, depending on how we're looking at the time frame, where a party could bring a legal action to ask a court to draw a map if we don't draw one within an appropriate time frame.
Would that also happen to the municipalities then?
Well, say, for example, we didn't finish a map on time, somebody could ask the court to draw a tentative supervisory district map so that the municipalities could then do the part that they need.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Burke.
Maybe this question was asked, maybe it wasn't. We draw our maps right now, we put them out tomorrow. City comes back when they come back with their changes or whatnot. Can we adapt our maps to theirs at that point? Or does it have to go back to them after we readapt?
So very quickly, the process is we at the county level pass a tentative plan of supervisory districts. We send that to the municipalities, and that's not what will be published tomorrow. That's what's supposed to be taken up in a couple of weeks.
So the board has to approve
the board
it before
has to approve
the,
a tentative plan
before the city does.
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
You need me to go any further, or are you good?
All right.
Supervisor Fredericton.
Even if we did do what Aaron's suggesting and increase the size of the board, the city could still stay with 17 aldermen and you still wouldn't have matching because they would have to increase theirs to match ours and they would have to go up to, what did you say, 12 and?
17 for the city, which that's how many they have right now.
Staying at 17?
Yeah, 17 for the city.
Well, that's up to them, I guess. I'm done.
So if I recall correctly, the county draws our maps and then we give them to the municipalities and they base their wards on, in a tentative, we approve our maps tentatively. We give our maps to the municipalities, they draw their wards based on our county board supervisor districts. And then after that's done, then we do a final approval. So we can make changes. We do make a final approval after that. The first one is just a tentative approval. And also, did not the state legislature pass a law saying that the maps didn't have to be done on time because of this late data from the state, from the Census Bureau, except that Governor Evers vetoed it?
That's correct, yes. We talked about that last week. There was a bill passed by both houses of the legislature that would have pushed the process out into next year and used these maps starting in 2024.
Okay, so going back on that, if we're not on time, we really don't look at any legal problem. We
have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, just be honest.
It could be either way. No, we could have problems either way.
We have no idea what happens if we don't complete the maps this year. I will tell you that the Wisconsin Counties Association has recommended this time frame. It's the time frame was recommended to the committee last week. They're trying to get all of the committees on, or excuse me, all of the counties on board with it so as to not create a situation where you have some counties that have redistricted, some counties that haven't redistricted, and we have a hodgepodge. So, I mean, the Wisconsin Counties Association, in conjunction with their partners, the leading municipalities, and the Towns Association are pushing this calendar to get it done this calendar year so that the maps can be used starting next year.
Go ahead.
Which I still say, that's just my opinion. I say, let's take our time, let's do it right, and let the chips fall where they fall. Okay. But I don't want to really rush anything where we're going to regret it the next day. I think we should take our time and do it. If we can do it, great. But if we can't, not rush it just for the sake of it.
Okay. Anything else this evening?
All right. So the next step is what?
Oh, I was looking around.
Sorry. The other thing I wanted to touch on a little bit is, like, you know, it seems like a lot of people have problems with the current maps and, like, it's an ongoing process. But if we were to take our time and just let it sit, I don't know if you know specifically off the top of your head, but, like, I also don't know how that would impact the current representation, because if, like, that's the goal and we're trying to support the citizens, obviously we don't want to rush something, but even if we have these, say, you know, span of deviations that are 10 or 12%, would that leave us, if that's better than where we are at, is it worth it compared to what we had?
Personally, I feel that the population has changed. So you have to take into account that new population change has already deviated away from what it was in 2011. So it could potentially be a mistake not to include those new populations because they have an argument that they're not properly represented.
Okay. Anything else? Any other matters brought before the committee this evening?
Move, we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, moving second. All in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll see you next week.
Do you need the map back?
No.
No, because my district right now is this. This is my district. All the land here comes from here and after that.